if he stays there until he gets bigger, sooner or later they're going to lose something.
Yeah. Reverend Cook, now, talk about a gully. Was there water standing in the gully all the time? Or?
Well, most of the time. Of course, as of now, your gullies are more or less in the summertime. They'll dry up. In the winter, you got water.
I see. You got a place, are they big, kind of wide things, or like 10 feet or so?
No, they wouldn't be that big. They'd just be maybe a few little holes in them, and maybe 3 or 4 feet across. And of course, some of them could be pretty deep, 5 or 6 foot. But just small areas.
We get them big, and where I'm from, of course, you got that clay-based land,
uh-huh.
And it washes away. And if you have any big ones, you know, real big ones, you all have to do them. Real big ones.
Well, only the big ones would be tied in with your creeks. Now, this little old draw up here, there's holes in it that, well, used to just hold water the year round. And
that'd be a draw, right?
Yeah.
Now, did you ever see a place where anything would grow along the sea?
Now, I don't know about you. See, I haven't stirred that much.
But a place around here where, you know, you were talking about a pond. Any other place where, water might kind of just sit and grass would grow up? You know, the water would be too deep, it'd just go on and on, you know, land would be flat.
No.
Cypress or something growing in there.
Right in our area, we don't have anything like that.
Like a swamp.
Uh-huh.
It'd
be a swamp or by a big, pretty good sized creek. Now, as far as I know, there was never a cypress tree on this creek that goes through my land over here until a few years ago, and SCS people were providing some trees if we take a dibble and dibble them out. So I got some good cypress, and I went up and down that thing and dibble them out in the edge of the water.
Yeah.
And they some over there that'd be 6 or 8 inches in diameter.
Yeah.
Now that I put out that way. And once they start, well, they live whether there's any water stands there or not, but they like to have lots of water. Got one little fella growing right out here. In the yard that I planted with a dibble.
What's that big tree out there?
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see it. I couldn't recognize it tonight. I just remember looking at it. How long has that tree been here?
Oh.
Can you tell me?
It wasn't there in 1947. Well, that's when we moved here. Brought the house out here from over there.
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't any, there was one out close to the road, but it's not there anymore.
Okay.
There was, let's see, 1, 2, 3. There was 4 pecan trees and a sweet gum tree. And either 2 or 3 catawba trees growing out there. And that's all, most all these trees you see here now. Well, it has a long bean on it, they're pretty durable. They're next to cypress,
uh-huh.
Or cedar for fence posts. It's a soft wood.